At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm assuming this is for the color, for the black discussion, if I had to guess. Nice job there, Dan Wilson. Broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV by Camping Road RV Sales, Service, Parts, and Accessories. Let's go back to the phones, get some calls in. Time Zero is coming up in about 10 minutes. Let's talk to our buddy Tom in Abington. What up, Tom? You were just brought up on the air. It's like the bat phone.
How we doing this morning? Tom.
Doing great, Tom.
Right. I get in the truck and I hear Steve recanting the story of me and the troll. I was busting
the
troll's balls that day, that's for sure. Let's just say Andy was neither live nor was he hot that day.
Sounds about right.
Jahad Campbell was picked so late because he wasn't even supposed to be ready week one, is that correct?
I think that's part of it.
Yeah. For sure. Part of it.
Yeah, and it looks like he will be ready. So how we now these two draft picks again?
He appears to have done really well.
With Drew Macuba, Drew Macuba had one good preseason game, and it was against nobody.
Yeah.
It was a starter.
Twice.
He's been hurting stuff. I think the Jahad Campbell thing, we can say that. And again, he hasn't played an NFL game yet, but so far it looks like that could be a real home run.
I can't tell you, Tom, how exciting it is, the concept of Jahad Campbell standing next to Zach Bond.
So, he was so excited about this, he spent a commercial break getting all jacked up with me about it. Yeah.
Think about what we're talking about here. We've got two inside linebackers who are just the new prototype, almost, you know, like that Micah Parsons guy who off the ball can do all sorts of things, and then he might put his hand on the ground and come screaming off the edge and get a sack. He might come, you know, screaming up the A gap for a sack on a single backer dog. And oh, by the way, he runs 4.3 in the 40. Jahad Campbell does,
second.
And he'll be standing next to an all pro in Zach Bond, who, if he has any questions, Zach Bond can fill him in on exactly what needs to be done, what where he fits into the whole scheme of things. This is, you know, Vic Fangio talked about it yesterday, the addition of a young player next to a veteran player when that veteran player has so as much to offer as a Zach Bond. It's going to make Jahad Campbell even better.
Well, I know, think I about know it's early returns. I know it's early returns, but I love what I'm seeing out of these young guys. And when you piece them into this defense that it's already elite, it's insane. I think Howie has really separated himself as the best GM in sports.
I agree with you. I think in all of sports, I think it's not enough to say the NFL. I think Howie is the best. I agree with you. Best general manager in sports. And I think he's separating. I agree.
Forward thinking. Yeah. It really is next level decision making. Like this idea that we're putting together a team that's comprised of little mini teams from the college level. Like this really, other teams are going to start doing this. Mark our words. It will become commonplace. But no one had ever heard of this idea before Howie Roseman started doing it.
Now, are the Phillies, did they turn a corner offensively? Like, is this what we're going to get, like, coming down the home stretch here?
Look, I think they're going to be games where they look like this and games where they don't. You know, like, it's baseball's not a sport where they just turn the corner and then for 6 weeks they're going to rake. You know what I mean? I think
that's what they need to do, James.
No one does that. No one rakes for six straight weeks. The point is baseball is a game of streaks. I think that they are setting up really nicely for how the lineup is heading into September. But we'll see. I mean, Tom, you know what I mean? Like, we know. Again, people forget. The best offensive run this team had was 2022 through the playoffs, where they were awesome through Game 3 of the World Series. That team stunk in September. They won 87 games. We had Richie and DeCamera were like, they shouldn't even celebrate when they win because they don't deserve it. Like, that's how bad they were down the stretch. And then Gene Segura got a little nibble single through, and everything changed, Tom. Like, and then all of a sudden, that offense was awesome for three straight weeks. Like, so I don't. Honestly, I would be a little nervous if they just got hot for 6 weeks. I'd be like, well, there was their hot streak. You know what I mean?
Soon.
It is a little bit, you know? So I think they're in a nice spot offensively, all things considered.
Hope. All right.
You got an answer, Tom?
See. Of course I do. How about off of Ride the Lightning, fade to black?
Oh, yeah, there's another one. Black, a big lots theme of, today. Yeah, back in
pretty
black,
tough.
Obviously taken by Dan Wilson coming back. Took that one off the board.
Yeah,
let's talk to Neil in the
Mark
Northeast.
And then, you know,
Neil!
Do me, but I don't know,
Neil! All right, we're going to put Neil back on hold. Man. Neil just chopping it up while on hold. Who do you think Neil's talking to?
I don't know.
He's
that sounded
really
like a
into
business call.
I don't know. They thought they were talking sports.
Neil's
really? I don't know. Let's try and get to the bottom of this color thing. Let's talk to John in KOP. Hey, John.
Good morning. Go Birds.
Go Birds. What's on your mind, my friend? I see color explanation as a topic here. Are you going to set us straight on this black and white and what the colors mean and the abstraction of light and all the colors mixed together? We sound stupid today, so please help us.
Yeah. So white is the presence of all colors, and black is the absence of it. So
that was our initial gut thought, I believe. But
yeah. So a white light bulb is designed to give out all colors. The problem is when you have, or not a problem, but when you have paint or crayons and you mix all those colors together, those colors are actually absorbing all the different colors of light. So that's why it looks black. So it depends on what you're seeing. It's a light source versus a material that's absorbing.
Wow, this sounds very complicated.
The level of intelligence on this show just raised, like, I don't know, like 10 IQ points. It just went up.
I wouldn't go that far.
There's a good
that's fascinating.
Causes a color.
Good to know. All right, I love this, John. John, did you want to give us a color and a title?
Sure. How about Yellow by Coldplay?
Oh, sure, yeah. Coldplay, obviously. Big year for Coldplay. Coldplay kind of down and out all of a sudden. Are all Kiss Cams just going to be the Coldplay Kiss Cam moving
Did
forward?
Did it change Kiss Cams?
Is it like an inciting incident for Kiss Cams?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like all of a sudden maybe. It's like everywhere's just a Coldplay Kiss Cam, you know? It might be.
What's going to happen with that? Are they, I mean.
Well, last I heard, the guy was suing Coldplay.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I last heard.
Like, you
want
to talk about the ultimate. You know,
suing Coldplay.
you are a loser move. You cheat on your wife with your colleague at a concert, and you sue the band.
I want to cheat on my wife in peace. Don't ruin that.
Yeah. Like, it's honestly, like, it's the big...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Biggest loser reaction you could possibly have. I mean, Ozzy, he's clearly a loser to begin with, but yeah, that wild. Just to think I'm going to sue the band. Just to have that thought. No, I'm going to sue Coldplay for this is really, really amazing. All right, let's check in on Neil, see if he's still chopping it up. Neil, you there, buddy?
Yeah, sorry, I was talking to her friend, so yeah.
No worries. We were wondering, what were you talking about? Was it a business call? Was it sports talk? We were trying to ascertain what the conversation was about.
This regular, news, like that, it's current events, I guess.
So. Current events. There we go. So neither of us were right,
but
John.
Anyway,
I thought it was sports. John thought it was business.
Rhea, your point, with Alvarado, I know you're being facetious, and I expect him to get booed, but I would treat him like a rented mule. I mean, he would help.
Right now. All right, that's a little harsh. I don't think I said that.
More rested, and actually, I think he would be better than Romano, Romano, and Robertson and Duran has actually had done the job. So, so.
I can't wait for the first, blog that aggregates Rhea. Rhea Hughes, use Alvarado like a rented mule.
I never said that. Let me make this very clear. I just said I would use him a lot.
I would, Neil. I would, too. I would use the crap out of him. Like, he's got a month, and that's it. Or 6 weeks, that's it. His season's over no matter what. You can't use him in the playoffs. It just feels like such a no-brainer to me. Again, I know that Topper has to get his playoff bullpen ready and have guys feel confident in when they're going to come in and the type of situations they'll be in. And, all right, this is how we shake out. But I think that you can do that while still using Alvarado.
Should have used him last night.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. One other thing. I would get up Crawford before September because I think they could use him as an outfielder or maybe stealing bases. So I think he would maybe help the lineup in the postseason. So I can see not playing him every day, but I would put Crawford up, you know, like bring
so
him up.
So I would, too. Neil, I would, you know, too. I don't know why. Like, I do think it says what they think, but if it were me, you've got the extra roster spots. He's not going to be playing that much more in the minors. Their season ends soon anyway. Like, I would bring him up. I would give him some at-bats. I would also see what he can do as a pinch runner, to your point.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
Pinch run. Last night, we were
He's so aggressive with the running.
And I know that that was specific to the pitcher. They're
situational.
Yeah, that was situational. Their pop time or whatever had to be incredibly slow. That's why we were stealing with everyone. But it does make me wonder, are we going to up the ante this postseason on stealing a second, getting that second and third base? We have the speed to take advantage. It really does put more pressure, so much more pressure on your opponent. Let's get this working, this postseason. I'm saying, let's not jump the gun and start too early. I hope we incorporate
it. It's a fascinating thought. And again, this kid is like, so the scouting grade is 20 to 80. I don't know why it doesn't, you know, go to 100. It's super dumb. But he's an 80 grade runner. Like, he is as fast as you can grade out
and
on the scouting scale.
How frequently do you get the maxed out?
It's like Trey Turner. Like, they're not that many. He's like, he will come up and be one of the fastest players in Major League Baseball the moment he steps on a Major League Baseball field.
Incredible.
Yeah. That's, you know, he's legit speed. 215, or Neil, you got a answer for us?
A Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh, wow. Whoa. That's a big answer there.
That's a good one.
Neil.
I wasn't expecting that.
Unexpected. That's the first
nursery
rhyme. Yeah, like folk fairy tale type stuff. All right. Back to the phones in a minute. Let's see what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
It is fairy tale. It's not nursery rhyme.
Yeah, fairy tale.
It's fairy tale.
We got there. All good.
Yeah.
Time's yours is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go. Only from Xfinity Mobile. What do we got today, Dan?
I hope Joe DiCamera is enjoying his vacation half as much as I am. I'm yours.
That was really good.
I just want to say good morning to everybody except Andy and Denver. Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think it's fair.
Wow.
I will say there is nothing that gets like people to text me during the show more than like a good Andy or a bad Andy from Denver call, I should say. I mean, I had three people call me and be like, yeah, get rid of him. I can't stand him. Yeah, he's polarizing, that's for sure.
So Dopey takes out a pitcher with 12 strikeouts and a three-run lead, only to have Jerkering come in and walk two batters. I'll tell you, Tommy's great, isn't he?
Wow, Jerkering is tough. That is, I think that's
first
a little
I've
too
heard
far.
He's,
yeah.
He's pitched pretty well. He had a bad night the other night.
I don't think that one should catch on. And the topper, I'm shocked. 96 pitches. It's not like he was at 86 pitches. I get it.
Maybe
but
it was the reaction.
I think if Kirk Green gets the outs there, no one's calling in and saying,
no,
I would
no
have
one's
kept
saying a word.
But
yeah.
it's also Christopher Sanchez being upset, probably more with the ump than.
Yeah, you're right. I think that's a really good point.
Yes, guys. Can you do me a favor? If I leave my number, can you give me a call before Andy from Bedford gets on the radio? Because all he talks is BS. I'm yours.
Man, Andy, do you think Andy listens to this?
Does he like it?
And we know
100%.
Do you think he internalizes it all? You think he listens and actually, you know, for a second steps back from the persona and the whole like we lie we out and steps back and say, wow, do people not like me?
You think Andy has the capacity to step back and think about
it? That's what I'm asking. Does he have that perspective? I don't know.
I don't think Andy cares.
Probably not.
I think he enjoys the attention.
All right, is that it, Danny? Okay, shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Satman in Philly. What up, Satman? How you doing, pal?
Hi. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for
you bet, Satman.
I'm sorry. I'm really concerned about the Phillies with Zach Wheeler, and I'm hoping he do return. I'm not sure if these batters actually going bat or stay consistent, I should say, throughout these games. Well, we got about like 40-something games left.
39 games left.
30. Thank you. So I'm really concerned. And I believe like we're going to lose some games, a lot of games. And Zach Wheeler being absent, it's going to hurt us.
Absolutely. Look, the thing we were talking about before. I don't think there's no way to for it not to be a negative that you're losing your best pitcher, your best playoff pitcher, the ace of your staff, all that stuff. The only positive that theoretically can come from it is if these guys in that clubhouse use it as a galvanizing force and a factor, and they are able to take and use real motivation from it that is able to lift them up. And that's, again, it's hard to quantify that, but that's the only way this isn't a bad thing, you know?
And I'm so happy for Ramuto yesterday and, well, lately. Really, he's been stepping up.
And he really has.
Well, we're going to need him.
I agree. Yeah, JT's, especially with the way we know, obviously we've talked about it so much, but after those top three guys, it's a crapshoot.
JT's a critical part of our lineup.
He's the one I trust
lineup.
The most after those top three guys right now today. If you said, top three guys, you can't use them, you have to have someone on this team gets one at bat to save your life. Like, I'd pick JT right now, which is crazy to think about.
Quick question.
Yes.
Is there a man on second?
Yeah, you're right. Satman, you got an answer for us?
How about Orange is the New Black?
Oh, yeah. That's got two colors in it. You like to hear that. All right.
That's the first with two colors today.
Yeah, which is
nice
surprising.
Compoundedness of your answer.
All right. We are turning to now. Color in a title. It is still open. There are still winning answers on the board. Let's turn to Eric in Texas. Eric, you got an answer for us?
Yeah, I actually got one with three colors. How about Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue by Toby Keith?
Oh, sure. There you go. Jeez. Yeah. Right.
Good answer.
Marcus in Pergasi. Marcus, you got an answer for us?
Bump a bump a dang 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 ding a
dong ding a dong ding blue moon moon blue moon dip to dip to dip. Great call, Marcus. I love Blue Moon. What a great song that is. Bump a bump
a dang a dang. You just totally hijacked Marcus's attempt to sing it.
I had to. We had to sing along. You have to sing together.
Oh, you have to sing along. I didn't know that.
It is a sing along.
I didn't know that.
Everyone knows that, Rhea.
I'm so sorry.
Jeff in Riverton. Jeff knows that. What's up, Jeff? You got a song for us or a movie, TV show?
I have all three. It was a hit song. It was a movie, and it was a famous cartoon, Pink Panther.
Oh, yeah, that's a big answer, too. That is huge. All three. You're right. Last huge one, answer. Chris in Deptford. Last one to get your answer and give us an answer.
Red wine.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's another good answer. Wow. All right, we got to make a decision here. Yeah. Some big answers that at the end, in addition, some of the ones that stuck out from before, we had Green Mile, we had Purple Rain, we had Varsity Blues, Men in Black, White Christmas, Blues Brother, Goldfinger, and some of these answers we just got at the end. Which ones stick out to you guys?
I thought Varsity Blues and Blues Brothers.
Yeah, and
I like
think Purple
the use
Rain
of blue.
I'm a Purple Rain fan.
Yeah,
I'm not. Really? I don't think for this. I think it's too obvious.
Really?
I think Purple Rain is too straightforward.
What else you got?
But look, if you guys both like it,
I might. What else you got? I think Pink Panther stands out to me as a great answer, too, because of the versatility of it.
I agree.
For me, it's Purple Rain, Varsity Blues, Blues Brothers, and Pink Panther, I think, are the ones that stick out to me.
All right.
So Rhea is going with Purple Rain.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road is
another
also
another good one. John, which way are you going?
I think either Blues Brothers or Varsity Blues.
I'm going to go Purple Rain. I'm going with it.
There
Prince
we go.
Gets a win on the day that the camera ain't here. Congratulations to Mark in the Northeast is our winner today. Thank you again to Forest River RV by Camping World. RV sales service, parts, and accessories. This RV has been such a wonderful
it's been awesome.
Place. It's been such a cool place to do these shows
Very
from.
Very spacious.
Get yourself one of these. I mean, these are amazing. So many amenities.
My parents
such a cool
did
place.
The RV life for like 20 years.
Emily and I are dying to. We are going to go
they
across
were all
the
over the country
point.
And absolutely loved it.
So cool. Yep. And this is definitely the way to do it. Thank you to Francisco Rojas producing on site. Dan Wilson and Justin D'Arazio doing an awesome, awesome job back in the studio. Thank you to the Eagles for hosting us here at the NovaCare Complex. We have had a real, real blast being here, and we'll be back tomorrow, just not from here, so we keep it going. Joe and you got you up next. Thanks for listening to The Morning Show right here on 94 WIP.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker. Presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.